Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. I want to welcome you here to the Music in the Parks Festival. My name is Joe Dudek, and I'll be one of your adjudicators. Looking forward to your orchestra. I heard your jazz band and your concert band, your symphonic band. And I think we're going to begin here as soon as we get your announcement, and we're all set and ready to go. Okay, got your announcement. We're ready to go. I think we're going to do a warm-up piece. And I'm going to let the recorder go and just refrain from talking through your warm-up selection so you can get a good recording of what you sound like in this hall for your warm-up piece. Very well balanced, and I think we're ready to begin our first piece, the interlude. Okay, interlude. Don't decrescendo too rapidly there. There's a nice shape to the phrases, nice rise and fall, and a nice crescendo into 13 there. Second violin part there at the end of the phrase. Make sure all parts are coming through. So anytime that we have the moving lines, they can come forward a little bit more. Yeah, really nice basses, cellos. Careful on the octaves here. Got a little bit of a pitch issue there. I like the diminuendo of the long notes. We're shaping even where it's not necessarily say in the music. You have a nice natural rise and fall to the line. Yeah, this is a really nice, big, mature sound here. Nice job, cello. In regards to shaping the phrases, I actually think you're doing a wonderful job. It just every once in a while, the diminuendo happens sometimes a little bit too rapidly for my taste. If we can stay at the top dynamic level a little bit longer before we diminuendo. So in other words, complete the arrival of the phrase and don't diminuendo too soon. A little bit of harmonic distortion down there and a bassland in the lower tessitura. A nice release, a really resonant release. Keep diminuendoing there. Yeah, just because the phrase jumps up a little bit, we want to keep that diminuendo happening. Cello sound on the eighth note, very nicely done. I think we can diminuendo even more going into the next phrase there. So although I'm hearing a really nice phrasing concepts, you can experiment with that to make it even more effective. Just some of the things I mentioned, like holding the volume level at the arrival a little bit longer, and then diminuendoing even more with a little bit wider range of dynamics. Experiment to make it even more passionate than it is. I'm really loving the sound of the ensemble. Good intonation, good mature quality of sound. Thank you. Very well done. Very beautiful. I really enjoy the nice shaping of phrases and the musicality of the ensemble. Good, mature, individual tone quality and ensemble quality. Generally good rhythmic clarity. Good harmonic clarity. A couple of times, just some of the octaves were just a little out of tune, but generally well done from an intonation standpoint. I've talked about some things in shaping the phrases and making the arrival of the phrase a little bit more, making it a little bit longer, that arrival a little bit longer, and experiment with an even wider range of dynamics and coming down softer at the softer ends of the dynamics, but very, very well played, very musical, and really enjoyed it quite a bit. Looking forward to your next piece. Okay, the elements. I guess it's that low G that's a little out of tune there, basses. Or F sharp, possibly. Think about starting even softer, even though it says forte, to make more of an impact and more of a dramatic build. This is a real nice build here, but again, I think we can experiment it with even a wider range of dynamics. Yeah, nice diminuendo here. Very good. With dynamic shaping, and I think just like maybe the one element can make it even better is wider range. Get the softs even softer. And hard to do with a large ensemble, I admit. Some pitch problems there in the top range of the instrument. Pitch issues, F sharps, I believe, in the bass voice. Yeah. Be careful. Three Fs, but always with the best quality of sound. Yes, you kind of overdid it a little bit. Three Fs is not an excuse to distort the tone. Oh, this is very nice. Now, accompaniment voices, get out of the way. Make sure that we can hear the melody. Nice rise and fall. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da come through really nicely. Much clearer when the long notes aren't there on top of that. All those eighth notes. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. bit of a clarity issue there in the bass part there before 109. Open fifths, and then again, as we progress with the dotted half note line, whole note, dotted half note. And I keep working on that rise and fall that we had so nicely with the previous phrases. It got a little bit stale or a little bit stagnant here. There's a nice diminuendo there. Noticing that the orchestra plays with such a wonderful depth of sound. It's just throughout the performance of both pieces, been able to hear all of the inner parts, and that doesn't happen so often with as many groups as I've heard. And I just kind of, sampling around the orchestra and just saying, man, I can hear all the parts. The group really seems to know when they have the most important part and bring it out really nicely. Just merit a little more care and detail and tuning in the cello voice again in the previous phrase. Again, cello voice right there on the, like, probably the A's. Well, pitch here, basses. Yeah, again, just a little more care and detail on that line before 145. Don't rush the end of the phrase there. Pump, 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 pump. Plan out this build so we continue to build and it's not just up that same dynamic level for 8 measures or so. Nice accent of passage. A little bit of a clarity issue in the 16th notes. Maybe a little bit of suppression of the 16th as well. Yeah, really well done. And nice resonant release there at the end. Really enjoyed hearing your group play. My job is to find some things that I think you can do better, but it's really hard to do. The group is playing so well, so some of my maybe my connotation or the sound of my voice is saying, you know, maybe picking out some things that I think you might be hearing as things that you're doing wrong, but really they're just kind of really small detail things. There's so many things that are happening that are wonderful with this ensemble, and I even sometimes feel a little silly pointing out some of the little minor detail-y things. So just kind of running down, you know, for blending or for tone quality, I think it's a wonderful sounding ensemble, really good mature individual tone quality, ensemble tone quality, good blend and balance. I could hear there's clarity of the individual voices. Top to bottom, you can hear the first violin, second violin, viola, cello, and bass parts throughout the performance of both pieces very clearly. Good harmonic alignment and harmonic clarity. Every once in a while, we had a few pitch issues here and there, and we're going to continue to work on intonation through your entire musical career, so it doesn't stop, you know, when you get into high school. Or when you become professional, it continues your entire life. So we're going to continue to work on the intonation. I thought musically, there's some wonderful dramatic moments in the pieces. And I mentioned some places where I think you can work on from a phrasing standpoint. Wonderful technique. And again, fantastic musicality. Really enjoyed hearing your performance today. And I wish you the best of luck in the future. Nice job.